Let's pray over the word this morning. Hallelujah. Yes. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh.
Thank you.
Father, as we open your word this morning, I thank you that life comes. Life flows. I thank you that health and healing comes and it flows through us in Jesus' name. We give you praise and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. All right. You got to stand to your feet for this one. All right, you know what we're about to do. Let's put our Bibles in the air.
Whoopee.
Say this with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
It is God speaking to me.
I am what it says I am.
I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do.
Today I'm a believer.
Therefore I'm a receiver.
I do believe.
I will receive. Absolutely everything. That God has for me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's give our podcast listeners a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're glad you're listening this morning. Praise God. So we're going to finish today. Hallelujah. On the things of the Holy Spirit. Whether we've talked so many things about the Holy Spirit, our communication with the Father being spirit to spirit, amen. We've talked about praying in the Spirit. We've talked about speaking in other tongues. We've talked about the interpretation of tongues. So we've talked about a lot of things. We've covered a lot of areas. We talked about the gifts of the Spirit and what He does and how He operates. And thank God that He uses us.
Amen.
Amen. We're baptized in the Holy Spirit. He'll use us. So praise the Lord. And that is what we need to take place if we're going to what the Great Commission has said. Amen. When Jesus said to go, therefore, and to preach the gospel to every creature. He begins to say then, you're going to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You'll raise the dead. You'll cast out devils. He says all these things. You cannot do these things without the power of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus proved that. And we see that in the Word of God, because Jesus didn't do any of those things until what? Till he was baptized in the me. And we saw that the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. Not a dove. It was as like a dove. All right. Just as when the Holy Spirit showed up as a rushing mighty wind. It wasn't a major rushing mighty. It was as a. As a. All right. So praise the Lord. But hallelujah, I have seen the wind. Amen. I have seen the wind. I've seen the fog. I've seen the glory. I've seen the cloud. I've heard the voice. When you hear the audible voice of the Most High God, it will shake your world. I was nine years old. I had been raised in the power of the Spirit. I'd been raised on the things of the Spirit, the laying on of the hands, the gifts of the Spirit, what the disciples do. Amen. If you're a Christian, if you're a child of God, you are a disciple. And this is what a disciple does. It takes the Word of God and then it acts on the Word of God.
Amen.
What the Word of God says, then we go do.
Amen.
And this is the way my mom and dad were. This is what they worked out the Word when they read it. And it said, okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And mom would say, okay, well, this guy over here is sick. I'll be back, Brandon. And she'd grab me by the hand. And here we are out the door. I'm like, oh man, here we go out the door. And what did we do? We go right over there and she took the Word and she applied what the Word said.
Amen.
She applied it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So this is the way I was raised. I was raised this way. I was raised in praying in tongues. I was raised this way. I would, as a child, I would walk into my mom's room and my mom would have her feet up on the wall. She'd be laying on her back on the floor and she'd have her feet up. You know, we do this when you've been on your feet all day. I don't know if you do this. Been on your feet all day. Put your feet up.
Yeah.
Lay down. Put your feet up, man. Let that blood flow. Get it down. And your feet will feel better. I've got a teeter table. I love it. Because when I've had a long, long, long day, I'll jump on that thing for 5 minutes. All that blood turned me upside down. It's wonderful. But anyway, my mom, that's what she would do. She would lay down. She would pray in the Spirit. It's easier to lay down than get knocked down.
That's right.
So she would just go ahead and lay down and get started.
Yeah, yeah.
So she would lay down. She would pray in the Spirit. And this day was so vivid. I'll never forget it. It was a day that I'll never forget. I was a kid and I wanted to go out and play. You know, kids want to go out and play. So I knew Mom's door was shut, but I knew what was going on because I can hear. And so I opened up the door, and I mean, I walk right into the cloud. Just power, right? Power and strength. And so I sat down. I laid down next to her for a minute. She's still praying in the spirit, and I'm just sitting there enjoying the presence of God.
Amen.
And so then I asked Mom, "Hey, Mom." "Yes, son." "Now I go outside." "Yes." "Okay." And then I laid there for a little bit. Because you just don't want to leave that presence. It's hard to leave the presence of God. Because why? Well, because we are attached to Him.
Amen.
It's hard for me to leave the presence of my wife. Why? I'm attached to her.
That's right.
She's attached to me. This proves it. She owns me.
Yep.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with I'm hers and she's mine. I'm okay with I'm Jesus's and He's mine. The Bible says He bought and paid with a price for me.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been bought for and paid for. I'm not my own, it says. The word says, I am not my own.
That's right.
So praise the Lord. So I don't have the right to just do whatever I want to do.
That's right.
Why? She has the right to tell me what to do. She has the right to say, nope, you're not doing that. We had a discussion the other day, I'll just tell you. And I thank God for this. I thank God for this. We had a discussion the other day. A lady called me. She's one of our customers. She's been going through some things, separation, divorce, whatever you want to call it, with her husband. She's got kids. Big, beautiful house. Love this house. Man, you got to see this house. Anyway, but she can't do the repairs and things around the house. She, you know, single lady. He's not going to do them for her. She doesn't have any money. He was the sole income. And he's gone now. Well, she knew that I did, you know, renovations and rehabbing homes and things like that. She knew that. So she called me. And she says, hey, what would you charge me to come over, hang a door for me, and then change the locks on my house? And I said, well, man, $50 a piece, you know, no big deal. She said, yeah, she said he broke in, got in my house, and terrorized us. I said, well, sure, I'm glad to do that, absolutely. Let him terrorize you while I'm there. And so I was talking to my wife afterward, and I was explaining, you know, hey, honey, this is one of my customers called me and would like me to go and do thus and this and change some locks for her. And, you know, she's got some things going on. And I tell her everything, okay, because I it's my duty. I don't keep things from my wife. Why? Because, see, the Bible says she's my help. She's my helpmate. She's here to protect me. Well, guess what she said first thing? Oh, no, you don't. You're not going over there. And what she said was, I don't feel right about that. Now, that was the key. See, I don't feel right about that. What is that? That's the Holy Spirit saying, no. Okay, the Holy Spirit's telling her, that's not going to happen. No, don't let that happen. So what did she say? Oh, no, you're not. Now, she didn't say it like that. But she says, I don't feel right about that. She said, there's something not right about it. Okay, that's the Spirit of God telling her, I should not do this. Now, my knucklehead, I'm thinking, yeah, I can make $150. Woo, you know, this is great. You know, it's easy to change a lock. Anybody change a lock. I can do it with my left hand instead of my right, you know. I mean, but she set the standard. She said no. So I did, and I didn't tell you this. I called the customer, and I said, I apologize. I said, I cannot do this. It's going to be a conflict of work. I didn't want to say, my wife said no, you know, and be like, hey, you know, but she does have that right.
Yes.
Okay. And that's what I want us to understand. See, she has that right. The Spirit of God has the right to tell us no, to tell us do this, right? Amen. So that's being in tune with the Spirit. She was in tune with the Spirit. I was in tune with the cash.
Yeah.
Yep.
Being honest with you. Listen, you're going to understand me if you don't know me now. I'm a down-to-earth, I'm an honest man. I don't pull things over your eyes. I don't sugarcoat. I tell it to you the way it is. Amen. And I think it's better that way. Jesus didn't sugarcoat anything.
He said, do yourself a favor, love your wife.
That's what he said. That's what he said. Do yourself a favor, love your wife. I do love my wife. So praise the Lord. So anyway, getting back to the Spirit, this is how I was raised, right? 9 years old, let's get back to my story. I was up in my room and I was praying. And now the whole family was fasting. All right, we were fasting. Why? We were looking for direction. We were asking the Father for direction in certain areas of our life. We were living in a two-bedroom townhome. I can give you an idea of how long ago it was. The two-bedroom townhome was $150 a month. Wow. Long time ago. So, amen. And I was up in my room, and I was actually by myself, and I was fasting with the family, 9 years old now. But listen, I've been raised this way. I knew what was going on. I knew why we were fasting. We needed direction. I needed direction for my own life. And that's what I was praying for. And all of a sudden, audibly now, I did not hear this in here. I did hear this audibly. This is the second time only in all my years that I've heard an audible voice from the Lord. And he said this three times. Preach, preach, preach. That was it. He didn't say, is he okay with that? Sounded more like a command. Mm-hmm. Preach. Yeah. That was it. That was it. Yeah. That was it. Okay. All right. So I did. Now, I, like I said, I've been going with Mom. We've been doing this and doing that. I got baptized and born again at the age 4. Yeah. I'm born again at the age 4 and baptized in a bathtub. We used what we had. Because why? This is what I'm trying to get across. When the Word said, do this, my parents applied it. See, the Word will only work if you apply it properly. Amen. You've got to apply it. You can't just hope for the Word to work. Right. You've got to apply it and put your faith in it that it will work. So let's read this. We're going to go back to the scripture that we read last week, 1 John 5. 1 John 5, because in order for the Word to work, you have to know these two verses. 1 John 5, praise God. Verse 14. Let's start there. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He what?
He hears us.
He hears us. And if we know He hears us, we do what? We know He hears us. We have to know.
Yeah.
Says, then we have the petitions that we've asked of Him. So we have to do some things. First of all, we have to be confident when we ask anything according to His will. We must be confident that He hears us. And if we know, then we have it.
That's right.
We have to have confidence. We have to pray the will of God or ask what the will of God would be for us or ask whatever is according to the will of God. Is it the will of God for you to be healed?
Amen.
Yes. Yes, there was a resounding hallelujah. Yes, that was a good yes. Thank you. It is God's will for you to be healed.
Amen.
So He says, if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know He hears us, then we have it. Then we have it. Now, we've been taught many different things about how to receive healing. There's many different ways. You can go to the elders, and Elder Bill will pray the prayer of faith.
Yes.
The Lord will raise you up, it says.
Yes.
Why? Because Elder Bill prayed the prayer of faith. I want you to understand something. I don't just pray over anybody. You want to know why? If they don't ask, I don't pray.
Right.
You want to know why? Because they don't have the faith. If they had faith that I was going to lay hands on them and they'd be healed, they'd come up and ask. Jean, for instance, Linda, they ask for it, don't they?
Yeah.
They asked me, and what happened? He got it.
Yes,
he got it. Why? Because it's not that he had faith in me. He had faith in the fact that God said the pastor would lay hands on me and I'd be healed.
That's right.
So I'm putting my faith in God's word, not in the pastor.
That's right. Amen.
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 Yeah.
That's how this works. All right, so the laying on of hands by the elder. Right? That happens. Or laying in on of hands up by the pastor. Amen. I'm doing the same. I'm praying the prayer of faith just as Elder Bill would. Then there's another one then. To ask to be healed. Right? He said, if you ask anything. Jesus even said, if you ask. We could even read that.
Right.
In my name, he said. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything, I will do it. He said that. Jesus said that.
That's right.
What did he say? He said to ask.
Yes.
We see here to ask according to the will.
Yes.
Then there's another way. As a believer, I'm stranded on an island all by myself. I can't get Elder Bill to show up. He's not coming to Haiti again. He's not into Port-au-Prince no more. Amen. Let's say I'm by myself. But I need to be healed. So what do I do? Ask in faith, believing that you shall receive and you will have whatever you ask. So what do I have to ask? I have to ask by faith. Asking in faith, Father, I thank you that I am healed because your word says in 1 Peter 2:24, your word says in Isaiah 53:5, your word says in Matthew 8:17, we can go on and on and on. Why? It's his will. And when I say or speak his will, he said he hears me.
That's right. Amen.
All I got to know is that I know he hears me.
Amen.
That's faith. It's faith when you know God hears you.
Amen.
That's faith.
Yes.
And that you'll receive it.
Yes.
That's faith.
That's faith.
Gene had faith that he would receive his healing when we laid hands on him.
Yes.
Cliff had faith that he would receive the power of the Holy Spirit when he came up and asked and we laid hands on him.
Yes.
That's what it takes.
Amen.
That's what it takes. It takes the knowing and the asking the will of God and then the knowing that he hears you.
Yes. Amen.
All we got to do is ask the right way.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Now let me get into my notes.
Okay.
Hallelujah. All right. So we said that we pray in the Spirit. Then we know that we are praying the perfect will of God when we pray in the Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Let's look at Jude 16. Jude. Go right on over to the right. And stop right before Revelation. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's got me fired up this morning. Power of Spirit of God is on me. Hallelujah. That's right. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. How God anointed Brandon Wilcox of Columbus. And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. For my God is with me.
Right.
Why? Because I know.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Jude. Let's look at Jude 16. We'll start there. It says this. It says, these are grumblers and complainers walking according to their own lusts. And they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. Be very careful of those who flatter you. There's a reason. What does this say? It says they're trying to gain advantage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The devil's very good at flattery to gain the advantage.
Right.
Oh, you won't surely die.
Yeah.
I mean, you're smarter than that. Come on, take a bite of the fruit.
Yeah.
It's good for you. Right? He's dirty. He's a amen. All right. Verse 17 says, but you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual, natural. See, they're all about the physical, right? These are sensual, persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. Not having the Spirit. They're moved by their feelings. They're moved by they wear their feelings on their cuff, right? You can tell they're moved by it. They're driven by it. Their anger drives them, right? Sorrow drives them. Right? Jealousy drives them. Bitterness. Hate. This is why? Because it feels good. It felt good when I was angry. It always felt good when I was angry. I felt good. Why? Because that demon was there. He was being fed. See, that demon was being, he wanted to be fed. So when I got angry, I felt good. when I'd get in a fight with somebody and I felt good. Yeah. I didn't mind getting punched in the face. He's going to be laying down. Yeah. I felt good about it. Why? I was feeding that demon. Uh-huh. That demon was being fed. Yeah. Walking around with that dummy. Mm-hmm. Right? He was gaining advantage over me. He was running me. Why? Because I was running the sensual. I was being in the natural, not in the spirit. You see, I wasn't allowing the spirit to have precedence. I was allowing the demon to have precedence. When you don't allow the word to take precedence in your life, and all you do is listen to what the doctor says, you're only governed by what the doctor says.
That's right.
But you've got to take the word.
Amen.
The word has got to be what? Our final authority. My dad was the final authority in our house.
Yes.
I could ask my mom. But if my dad said, oh, no, you're not, then it was, oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah, that's right.
He superseded mom's authority.
Amen.
And mom knew that if there was even a question that dad would say no, you know what she would say? Just go ask your father.
Yeah.
Knucklehead, what's wrong with you? I'm not getting in the middle of it. You know, I know what you're doing when you spend the night at your friend's house and you're sneaking out and going over there to the girl's house. She knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Going out, having fun, doing your thing. Yeah. Yeah, go ask your dad. See what he says. Oh, no, you're not. I knew, it got to the point that I knew my father's will so well. Ready? I wouldn't even ask.
Yep, there you go.
I wouldn't even ask. How about that?
That
you know the Father's will so much, you know what to ask for and what not to ask for. That you know what His will is and what is not His will. That's that 1 John 5 talking about knowing His will, see? That's what that is. When you know the Father's will so well, there's no need to ask. You don't ask. Hey, God. Mind if I rob this bank over here and get away with it? Oh, no, you don't. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's not very spiritual. That's pretty sensual. Amen. All right. He said, let's read that again. Verse 19. It says, these are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the spirit.
Yeah.
Verse 20. But I'm a beloved. Say I'm a beloved. It says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Oh, man. All right. He said, building me. I'm beloved. You're beloved. But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy. See, you've got faith. You've got faith as a mustard seed. Right? You might have little faith, but you've got faith. You've got faith. And that's the key. You've got faith. Well, don't matter how big it is, don't matter how small it is, but you've got faith.
Amen.
Now, we do something to build it up.
That's right.
We pray in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit. We just read, building ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And that's what it takes to receive from God.
Amen.
That's what it takes to receive. Amen. Building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keep yourselves in love. What does Galatians say? Let's look at it. Galatians, real quick. Galatians. This is not in, but the Spirit wants to look at it. We're going to look at it. Praise God. Galatians. Galatians. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Where are you tonight? Oh, praise the Lord. Hey, where'd you go? Where is it at? We're going to work through love here. Galatians 5, what? 6? 5, 6. There it is. All right, Galatians 5, Verse 6, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything but faith working through love.
Hallelujah.
Right? All right, go back to Jude real quick. Bounce to the right. Come on. Back to Jude. And then what did Jude say there? He said, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in love.
Hallelujah.
You want your love, you want your faith to work? You must work through love.
Amen.
You want your faith to work? You must keep in love.
Awesome.
And then our faith will work.
Awesome.
And then our faith will work. If you're wondering why you've been asking and you're not receiving, it's possible. I'm just saying it's possible. You're not walking through love.
Amen.
Right? Could be That's greed.
Sweet.
Could be greed.
Yeah.
You could have unforgiveness. Jesus said, all right, let's look at it. Man, running out of time. Come on. Let's go to Matthew. Real quick. Hold on. Matthew. Come here, Matthew. Where'd you go? My fan blew my Matthew out. All right. Let's look at Matthew real quick. 6 and 7, I believe. Yes. All right. There's so much here now, but glory to God. Tell you what. All right. I know it's right here. Yeah. It's right after the prayer. All right, there we go. All right, so he's here and he says this. In chapter 6, he's talking about the model prayer. He's talking about pray in this manner. And this is Jesus talking. And so he says to pray in this manner. He doesn't say to pray this. But how many of you have said an Our Father? I've said an Our Father. I mean, the Catholics do it all the time. 10 Holy Marys and a Our Father. And you're Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, right? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We've all said it. All right. But that is Jesus saying that we pray in this manner. In this manner. So if you go down the line, you look at it, you're talking about, first of all, starting with the Father and hallowed his name. You're talking about how awesome his name is. Amen. So you read on, you keeps going. In verse 14, he says this. He says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. All right. So, we want our faith to work. We want our prayers to be answered.
Yeah.
We just read here, we can't be in unforgiveness.
Amen.
That would be the opposite of being in love. Right?
Yeah.
The Ten Commandments, I was listening to a preacher this morning, the first four and the last six are all based in love. The first four are the love of God. The last six are the love of man, your neighbor. It was all about love.
Amen.
If you love your neighbor, you won't kill, murder, steal.
That's right.
Right? Your neighbor's stuff. If you love God, you'll keep his commands, right?
Amen.
It's all about love. Everything. What is God? God is love.
Amen. That's the government.
This is how so important it is. When we want our prayer, we want our time in the Spirit, being spirit to spirit with our Father, to be worth something.
Amen.
To accomplish what we need it to accomplish, then we must be in love.
Amen.
And not just in love with God, but in love with our neighbor as ourself. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, these two commands I give thee.
Yeah.
So we must walk in love. Am I done? All right, Romans 8. We'll end there. Romans 8. All right. Stay away from the grumblers and the complainers. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And those who flatter you with words to gain advantage over you. Stay away from them. These kind of people are mockers of God. They're going to mock that you pray in tongues.
Yeah,
they're going to mock that you hear from God. We saw that take place, didn't we, with our vice president.
Yeah.
He was mocked that Jesus tells him what to do.
Uh-huh.
That Jesus talks to him. These are mockers, right? They're complainers, right? Why? Because, well, God don't talk to them. They're complainers, right? They want to gain advantage over you, make you look like a fool. These people are mockers who walk in the natural. And they mock the spiritual. But we know that the Bible says that we are spirit to spirit with our Father. Not natural to spirit. Not mind to spirit. Not spirit to mind. What is it? Spirit to spirit. That's right. By the Spirit. Amen. The Word says that they are sensual, they're soulish, they're worldly. They're worldly people who try to cause division in the body. I've seen this run rampant in the church. Run rampant in the church. I've seen it cause church splits. I've seen rumors and accusations come against the pastor because they're mockers and complainers and they're sensual people. We see today that all it takes now is an accusation. And you did it. A simple accusation. And it ruins people's lives. Whether they did it or not. It's over. Their career's done. Why do you think? And I'm going to tell you something that's so important in life and ministry. This is why I don't minister to women by myself.
That's right.
My wife is always there. If she cannot be there, some other woman will be there. Usually someone like my mama.
Yes.
I can trust.
Amen.
Right? I do not minister to women. She does not minister to men alone.
That's right.
Why? There will not be an accusation.
Yes. Amen.
We cover ourselves.
Yes, yes.
We live this way. Right? Mike Pence says he never goes out to dinner with another woman. He's a godly man.
Amen.
A godly man doesn't go have coffee with another female when he's married.
That's right.
You want to have coffee? Not a problem. Let me see if my wife's available.
Yeah.
She might have a few things to say.
Yes, yes. Oh, she will.
And she always does. Just as I was not paying attention to the Spirit here. Now understand, I know he was talking to me and I wasn't listening. So I'm going to be honest with you on it. Okay, I was thinking money.
Money.
I was thinking money. She was thinking Holy Ghost. She was thinking, wait, protect my husband. She was thinking, no. Oh, no, you don't. That's exactly what she was thinking. Wait a minute. Now you're not going to be in another home with another woman. Right? Who's going through issues with another man,
right.
Who's really going to try to cling on maybe to you. No, you don't, right? She was protecting me. I may not have been listening, and this is why she was there for me.
Amen.
We protect one another. We protect ourselves. Amen. All right, he says, but we are to continue in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Spirit, which will build us up on our most holy faith. Always keep yourself in the love of God. Always. Romans 8, and then we're done. Everything's great. Romans 8. Going to get some cake. Go straight. All right. Oh, wait a minute. All right. Romans 8. We've read this many times. Let's read it again. Verse 24. It says, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But we hope for what we do not see. We eagerly wait for it with perseverance. We don't give up. We wait for it. We don't give up. Until when? Until we see it. And then we give praise to God. Verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind, or the plan in the Greek, of the Spirit. Or he says he knows the mind of the Spirit is. Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. All right. If we don't know, praying in the Spirit helps us when we don't know what to pray for.
Yes.
We can pray in our understanding when we know what to pray for. Right? But when we're not sure what God wants us to do. Father, do you want me to sign this contract? To get involved in this business? Maybe I ought to pray in the Spirit. I didn't hear anything. Pray in the Spirit. What? You're praying the perfect will of God.
That's right.
He's making intercession on your behalf based on the will of God.
Yes.
So we pray in the Spirit. So praying in the Spirit helps when we don't know what to pray for. He will literally pray for us on our behalf, speaking the words which move God. Sometimes we don't know what... One word can stop you moving God. One messed up word can stop God's hand. One messed up word can retract your faith that you've sent out. But praying in the Spirit is always perfect. The Bible says it's always perfect will of God. You can't mess that up.
Right.
Now, when you say something in your understanding, you can mess the whole thing up again. So it's easier just maybe I'll just pray in the Spirit then. That way I don't mess it up.
Amen.
Right? Right? Don't want to plant no seed that isn't of God's will. All right. So the Spirit intercedes for us, always praying the perfect will of God. The word intercede means the act of interceding, to plead. To plead. Or make a request on behalf of another. Amen. According to Ephesians 6 and 18, you can read that later. We are to always pray in the Spirit with perseverance and supplication for who? For all the saints. Start with Israel and then work your way around.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. The word Greek for groanings, I can't really, stenagmus, hey, stenagmus, all right, which means unutterable gushings of the heart, unutterable gushings of the heart. Whoo, that lines up with the Word of God right there, doesn't it? The Spirit knows the plan of God for your life. And we'll actually pray that perfect will and that plan for you. Amen. And when we pray in the Spirit, we then receive Spirit to Spirit what that plan is. We may not receive the whole plan, but He will give us frame by frame by frame as we complete frame by frame by frame. He's not going to give you the next step until you step out and do the first one. Right? Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's close our Bibles. We're done. Not going to go anymore. I quit. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen. We got to stay in this now. This is important. We've got to stay in this. I encourage you. Stay with the podcast here for these past few 4, 5, 6 weeks. Stay with the Holy Spirit. All right. Keep them in your heart. Right? Keep them before your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. All right? It's important that we've spent this much time here on the Holy Spirit. There's a reason why. Now, what that reason is, like I said, He gives us a little at a time. I don't know what that reason is, but according to the Word, that reason is to preach the gospel to the poor. Heal the brokenhearted, right? To lay hands on the sick, to tread on the serpent and the scorpion, to turn the water into wine, to whatever it might be. But it is to be a disciple in these last days. To get somebody born again, it's easier to get them born again by producing proof that God's alive, that Jesus is alive. It's easier when you can heal someone and then they're just putty in your hands when it comes to receiving Jesus. It is, right? When you tell somebody, hey, there's chocolate cake, they've never had chocolate cake, but then you give them a piece of chocolate cake and they say, oh, chocolate cake. Guess what? I like chocolate cake. Yes. And I want more. Yeah. Hey, matter of fact, how do I make the chocolate cake? You know, all right. It's going to be this. It's the same with Jesus. See, He said we're to be a witness of Jesus, testify of Him. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. And that's why we've been baptized in Him. To produce proof. And when you produce proof, I like chocolate cake. I like Jesus. I'll have what you have. Thank you very much. I want Jesus like you've got Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Praise God. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Father. Lift your hands to heaven. Father, we thank you and we praise you for the power of the Spirit that is in our lives. And thank you, Father, that He is here with us. He abides in us and the Holy Spirit works through us. I thank you that He is our advantage here in this earth. I thank you that the gifts of the Spirit flow freely through us and in this house. I thank you, Father, that as we go this week, you watch over us. Let your angels be in charge over us, guarding and keeping us. We give you praise and glory. And as we come back together next week, we thank you for your presence here in this house. We give you glory and honor. And I call the body of Faith Christian Center blessed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I thank you. And if you receive it, say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week. Praise the Lord.